Hello, friends. Thank you for joining me on another episode of the Mr. Will White podcast. I've been gone for a little bit. I haven't been making the weekly episodes that I used to make just because I broke my laptop. Yep, I dropped it. It cost a pretty penny to get it fixed. So now I can get back on the grind, writing some blogs, creating content, writing my episode outlines. So you'll be seeing and hearing from me a little bit more often compared to what has been going on in the last month. That, combined with breaking my cell phone, ouch, yep, two for two, has been slowing me down a little bit. So we're going to keep moving. We're going to keep persevering and creating more episodes of the Mr. Worldwide podcast. If you haven't already done so, please be sure to give me a follow. Rate me on Apple Podcasts. You can check me out on all the most common and popular platforms, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, you name it, we're on there. And be sure to follow me on Instagram as well, if you haven't already done so. That's at MrWillWide415. You can go check out the website and the blog as well. That's www.MrWillWide415.weebly.com. I promise, guys, I'm going to buy the domain name eventually, so you won't have to keep putting in the .weebly.com. If you have visited my website, be sure to download my free ebook. My ebook is called A Quart of Oil is Worth a Pound of Bearings. And it's a basic, very, very basic guide on automotive maintenance to make sure that you keep your car dependable, reliable, and safe. So be sure to check that out. It costs you $0. So I'm not asking you to spend any money yet. Eventually, I'll create some content that will have a paywall to help create some value for everyone out there in the automotive world. So keep your eyes peeled for that. I'm also on the Stereo app. I have been selected to be one of the content creators on the Stereo app. So I've been going live on there and just getting a feel for the app, having conversations with people, nothing really related to the podcast or related to cars, just having a good time talking to people, listening to what they got going on in their lives. And we're having some good discussions about anything and everything from UFOs and aliens to taxes and the government to strippers in Alaska. So be sure to check me out on the Stereo app. Go to iTunes and download the Stereo app. I'm on there as Mr. Will White as well. You'll see a little verified check mark next to my name. That just means I'm one of the content creators on there. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and wrap up our new car mini series today. And this will be the last episode, I think, when it comes to buying a brand new car. Of course, we're going to have other content related to buying used cars, selling cars, working on your cars, and detailing. So without further ado, buckle up and shift into gear because we're rolling out. Alrighty, guys. So let's get this episode of the Mr. Will White podcast started. We're going to go ahead and cover a little bit of automotive news. It's been quite busy in the automotive world. We got a couple of things going on involving some electric car companies, involving Hyundai, involving, basically a little bit of everything. So let's get started talking about the automaker, the new electric automaker, Nikola. They are an electric vehicle maker based out of the US here, and they are in a little bit of trouble. They have been accused by an investment group, the Hindenburg Group, of committing fraud. This Hindenburg Group had a short position on the company, so they were betting that the stock price would go down. And they are accusing the automaker Nikola of basically manipulating their books in order to increase the value of their stock and get in bed with GM to really inflate what it is they got going on. The Hindenburg Group investment group claims that Nikola doesn't really have a new battery technology. They don't have anything really. They haven't manufactured a car. So the Hindenburg Group is saying that they are committing fraud, basically, and they're cooking the books. This is a recent development. The story broke today. Today is September 11th. Of course, it's the 19th anniversary of the attacks in 2001 on the World Trade Center, where the Twin Towers fell in New York. So little bit of drama with Nikola here. Of course, GM earlier this week invested and bought about 11% of Nikola, sending their stock price soaring. So if you bought Nikola earlier in the year or last year, you made a pretty penny, I gotta say, on that news alone, and basically everything that Nikola has been announcing. Their stock price has literally gone through the roof. Okay, so Hyundai and Kia are recalling more vehicles for the risk of fire. This is something that has been known for a little while. They had an earlier recall where they suspected some of the cars were catching fire for various reasons. The latest recall covers 180,000 Hyundai Tucsons, ranging from model year 2019 to 2021. And about 9,500 Kia Stingers from the 2019 model year. So, if you are an owner of Hyundai Tucsons from 2019 to 2021, or Kia Stingers from 2019 model year, be sure to schedule an appointment at your local authorized Kia Hyundai dealer and have it checked out. Whatever open recall is available will not cost you anything to have performed, so be sure to get that taken care of. We want to make sure that you're safe, make sure that your car doesn't spontaneously combust and cause other property damage or harm to anyone. So be sure to go in and get that taken care of. In the rest of the automotive world, dealers are having a problem with fraud. It's been a tough year for automotive sales. Not only are new cars not selling as much because people are concerned with the amount of unemployment going on, job insecurity, the pandemic is hurting everyone. The global recession caused by the pandemic is hurting everyone. The civil rights movement that we are experiencing has been causing some property damage. We know that our brothers and sisters in the black community are doing what they can to ensure that no more people are killed by police brutality and excessive violence. But that has led to some outsiders causing issues with rioting and property damage. So dealers are beefing up their scrutiny on documents that are presented to people that are trying to buy cars. There are people going around committing fraud, saying that they make more money than they actually do, or just stealing identities in order to get this brand new car off the lot. So if you are a dealer or you work for a dealership and you're a salesperson, be sure to keep a watchful eye. You know, don't stereotype people, don't disrespect people, and don't treat people any differently than you normally would. But do your due diligence. Make sure that the documents that you're looking at are original. Make sure that the documents you're looking at make sense. You know, you're not going to sell a 19-year-old kid working at McDonald's making $15 an hour a brand new Ford Mustang 5.0 because he's claiming that he's got, you know, $50,000 in the bank, unless he's got an inheritance, of course. Or, you know, if he's putting a substantially large down payment on a car, be a little bit careful with that, you know, or cashier's check or something like that. So dealers are getting kind of a double whammy with the slowdown from the pandemic, and now they are dealing with fraud. So it's kind of a sad state of affairs, but that's kind of the reality that we're facing. In other news, Nissan announced a new Z model. The 400Z is speculated to come with some cool features, some things that haven't quite been released yet, and it'll supposedly come out in 2021. They're estimating a price of about $45,000 to $50,000, and it's going head to head against the Toyota Supra and the BMW Z Coupe. So I'm sure they'll go ahead and build an Infiniti car based on the same platform of the 400Z. And I got to tell you, the pictures that they're releasing of the prototype, it looks gorgeous. It's a cool looking little car. It looks very similar to the Supra and the BMW Z Coupes. So they're kind of, you know, going in that direction. I owned a 370 Z Coupe, and I got to tell you, it was one of the most fun cars I'd ever had. I had the 6-speed sport package, and the thing ripped. You know, it had 320 horse from the factory. So it was a great bang for the buck. You know, it could have used a little bit more torque, But, you know, the Z isn't a drag racer. It is a sports car, a traditional real sports car that can handle twisties. It can stop, it could go, and it looks good. So keep an eye out for more news about the Nissan 400Z coming out in 2021. So with all of that said, guys, we are going to go ahead and take a break. I will catch you on the other side of the break, where we will finish discussing our new car mini series final episode. Thank you guys for joining us after that short break and a word from our sponsors. So this is going to be, I think, the last episode of the new car mini series. At this point, we have gone through a journey where you secured financing to buy your new car. Hopefully you paid for it in cash so that you're not taking on debt to pay for a depreciating liability, and instead you're using your cash to purchase appreciating assets. Okay, we discussed selling your old car or trading it in. We discussed finding your new car, test driving your new car, going to the dealership and treating the dealership employees with dignity and respect. We negotiated a deal and we went through finance, and now you are at home with your brand new car in the driveway, sitting all looking all pretty and shiny. Now, the automotive journey doesn't end there. Just because you bought a brand new car doesn't mean that it will stay brand new forever. So I want you to get familiar with your brand new car, its features, its maintenance requirements, and everything else involved in owning a brand new car. Remember, it's not going to be a brand new car forever. Once that warranty expires and you're a year or two down the road, you're driving a used car. So we want to make sure that we get the most value out of that car while protecting it and keeping it reliable, dependable, and safe. So tip the first on getting familiar with your new car. Four letters, RTFM. Okay, it's something I discuss in my ebook. RTFM stands for Read the Freaking Manual. You will find a wealth of knowledge about your new car in the owner's manual. Everything from how to adjust the stereo to how to check the oil and where to find the fuses. If you haven't done so, go to my website and download my ebook. A quart of oil is worth a pound of bearings. We discuss some of the things you need to be mindful of when owning a car and how to maintain it and things to check up on. Your owner's manual will have 10 times what my ebook has in it. Okay, if you want to know what type of oil to buy, how many quarts of that oil you should buy, what type of wiper blades to buy, where the fuses are, what the fuses do, how to set the radio, the clock on the radio, and everything in between. The owner's manual is where it's at. And don't worry, you don't have to read the thing from cover to cover. Thumb through it and look at the back of the owner's manual, the index or the glossary. If you want to find where the fuses are, don't go through the whole manual page by page driving yourself crazy. Go all the way to the back, scroll through to the letter F and find fuses. Same thing with oil. Don't go crazy trying to find it, looking through everything in the book. Just go back to the glossary or the index, find the letter O, look up oil. It'll tell you exactly what pages you need to look on. It'll also get you familiar with what all the lights on your dashboard mean and any safety features or buttons that are all over the inside of your car. So RTFM. Second thing that you should keep in mind on your new car. Wash it. Keep it clean. Detail it. Keep it looking nice. Keep that new car smell in there. You will thank yourself, because the cleaner you keep your car, the more likely you are to keep it maintained. Once you start neglecting one thing on your car, you will start neglecting something else, and it's a slippery slope from there. Oh, I didn't vacuum my car this week. That's all right. Oh, I didn't wash it this week. It's okay. You know what? I'm about, 500 miles past due for my oil change. I can go a little bit longer. Those things tend to create a cascading effect where the next thing you know, your brakes are squeaking, you're driving around on bald tires, and you're low 2 quarts of oil, right? So stay on top of it. Just the simple things matter, right? How you do anything is how you do everything. Vacuum your car, you know, once a week, empty it out whenever you stop at a gas station. When you stop to fill your tank, check your oil. Yes, every time I stop at a gas station, I check my oil, right? I'm not putting $5 or $10 at the gas station here and there. I fill my tank completely up. I empty it. When the light comes on the dash, I start looking for a gas station. I track my mileage to see what type of fuel economy I'm getting through the entire tank of gas. That's a very good indicator to let you know whether something is wrong or not, right? If you start consuming a lot more gas and your fuel economy suddenly dropped by 25 or 30%, you got to start looking around and figuring out where that energy consumption is going. The other thing that it helps you out checking your oil every time you fill the gas is you start to get familiar with how much oil your car consumes. It is normal for cars to consume a little bit of oil. At Ford Motor Company, the specification that they gave is a half quart of oil every 1,000 miles. That's perfectly acceptable. If your car suddenly starts consuming a quart of oil every 1,000 miles, you know that you've got a problem. Either it's leaking somewhere and you're not noticing it because you're not crawling under there often enough, or it's burning it for whatever reason, right? You might have a PVC system that's failing where you've got too much pressure in the crankcase and there's blow-by getting into the crankcase causing excessive oil to go into the intake system. Or you've got rings that are burning oil and you're starting to see, you know, blue smoke out of the exhaust, or you got failing valve seals. So there's a number of things that can lead to oil consumption, and checking your oil every time you fill the gas tank is a good way to be cognizant of that. It's a good way to keep track of that. The next thing you need to do with your new car is checking your tire pressure periodically. Once a week is all you need to do. You wake up on Saturday to go grab that cup of Starbucks, or you know, you're going to church on Sunday and you got to gas up anyway. Stop and check the tires when they're cold. You know, open the door. There's a sticker inside the door jamb that will let you know the recommended tire pressure. Keep a tire pressure gauge in the glove box or the center console and get familiar with how to use it. Get familiar with reading the wear pattern on your tires. You should be rotating those tires periodically. You should be performing a wheel alignment on your car about once a year or every 12,000 miles, depending on your driving habits. And getting familiar with how your tires are wearing is also a great indicator as to whether something is wearing out in your suspension, right? If you see that one out of the four tires on your car is wearing significantly faster than the others, then you can tell right away that you got to get your car in for service for an alignment or to diagnose why that tire is wearing out faster. It may just be that you've got a nail in the tire and you're constantly rolling around with low tire pressure, or it may be a sign of worn ball joints or steering components and suspension components that need further attention. So get familiar with those items on your brand new car. Get familiar with the safety features on your brand new car. If you've got Bluetooth in your car, use it. It's a hands-free system so that you're not holding your phone and talking on the phone while you're driving down the road. If you've got adaptive cruise control, where the car controls the distance between you and the car ahead of you while you're in cruise control, learn how to utilize it. Using cruise control is a great way to get better fuel economy, and it also allows you to not be as tired. If you've got issues with your leg, you know, it allows you to rest that right foot a little bit so the cruise control takes over. So get familiar with the features, the safety features on your car. On some Subarus, they've got a camera system built into the rearview mirror that monitors the distance between the car in front of you and yourself. And if you are in a low speed street type traffic situation, the car will actually apply the brakes to keep you from rear-ending another car. There are lane departure systems where if you start wandering out of your lane on the highway, the car will self-correct. It will steer you, it'll steer the car back into the lane. Or it may just buzz and cause some lights on the mirrors and chimes to go off. So be familiar with what your car does. Something that you think might be wrong with your car, may actually just be a normal characteristic of one of those safety features. And if you are TFM, you won't waste your time going to the dealership and telling them that something is wrong with your car when it's a normal feature and a normal characteristic of how the car should operate. So your automotive journey is not done. Now that you have that brand new car in your driveway, you have to know what it means to own it. You have to know what it means to maintain it so that you can keep it for as long as possible and get every mile out of it and get your money's worth. You just bought a brand new car. This is one of the most expensive purchases that the average American makes after buying a home. It's the second biggest purchase of your life if you just bought this brand new car. So treat it as such. Treat it as protecting the money that you put into it. I'm not going to call it an investment because cars are a depreciating liability, not an appreciating asset. So make sure that you fully understand that. You will never get all of your money back out of the car when you go to sell it. So get all of your money's worth by taking care of it to get as many miles on that odometer as you can. So, guys, that brings the new car mini series to an end. I think the next thing we will be doing here on the podcast is I got a couple of guests lined up that I would love to speak to. One of them is a heavy duty mechanic. He's been in the industry for 2 decades. He is interested in electric vehicles and the technology that I work with. So he and I will be discussing some pretty cool things. And then another friend that I have lined up as a guest for the podcast is an automotive instructor. He works for one of the big name brand automotive technology schools, and now he is an admin clerk for the school for new students. So he will provide us hopefully some great insight into what the automotive world has to offer as far as education goes, and where he sees his students, ending up in jobs and what those jobs will entail here in the next 5 to 10 years. So stay tuned for that. Be sure again to check me out on the Stereo app, where I'll also be hanging out and having some fun with people. We'll discuss all kinds of random topics. It is a little bit R-rated. Sometimes it gets X-rated, so it's for adults only, so please be mindful of that. I do my best to bite my tongue and try to keep on topic where I'm not jumping into a conversation where people get crazy. So, guys, thank you so much for tuning in and listening to this episode. I will catch you next time. Later.